Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Welcome to the Coffee Break Clinic. I have a coffee, which I've now discovered my coffee is a long black with milk. So if anyone is like me and just has normal coffee at home with a splash of milk, that's what I order when I go out. I've never had that sorted before. I've always struggled and now I understand. So there we go. That's the first thing clarified. Now I've got my coffee. The Coffee Break Clinic has come out of, here I come to record, as a general rule, I'm here once a week, lucky everyone here, and I talk non-stop for 4 hours, and so everyone gets exhausted, and they go and do a coffee run, and I'm like, well, do you know what? So I save my one-a-day coffee for this moment, and we've decided that it's such a nice moment in the afternoon that we're going to bring in all of your questions about your health, and we're going to have a Coffee Break Clinic. So I'm drinking my coffee and having a clinic. So let's discuss. Top of the list I've got here is tinnitus. So tinnitus is, now before I go into this actually, just let me tell you that any condition I discuss, you must always go and see Western GP first, okay? Please do not think just because you've listened to somebody on Spotify or on Instagram or TikTok that therefore that's what you do. I'm giving you advice, which is kind of the other side of the custard cream, okay? Because this is self-care and this is what you should do for yourself. But if you've got a named condition, you must always see your GP first, okay? So, but as well as that, and as long as your GP is happy, then the way we explain tinnitus is it's connected to the kidney energy. Interestingly, the kidneys open to the ears. If you look at the shape of the ear, they actually look a bit like the shape of a kidney. So when you're dealing with an issue of the ear, we immediately think it's actually an issue of the kidneys. And what it's all about energy. And the thing is, if your body is full of energy, like a fully charged up mobile phone, you are full of energy. The ringing in the ears simply wouldn't be there. The reason it happens is because as the energy, sort of the energy bank declines, what the body does is it will draw the energy into the organs. Because if you've heard some of my earlier episodes, I've talked about the fact that you have to protect the organs to be healthy. And if the organs start getting weak, you'll start to get symptoms. So in the case of tinnitus, the energy is now going into the organ because you're running out of it. So the body goes, we need it in the organ above all. So we'll draw it in. And then the ringing is because there's a vacuity or an emptiness of energy at the top end of the body, and therefore it's echoing. If the energy goes back up again, the energy has filled the space and you won't feel the ringing. So what do? You have to strengthen the kidneys. There are some local points as well on the ears that you can do, some simple techniques. And there is a tinnitus fact sheet for free on the website. There is also a kidney fact sheet for free on the website. So do please pop over to the website, download those two, have a look at it, anyone suffering from tinnitus, and then message me in and let me know how you're getting on. Okay, so that's tinnitus. Everyone's nodding their head going, that's interesting. I know. We've got quite a few people asking about weight loss. Now, I have to tell you that weight loss is my absolute specialist subject because I've probably lost about 1,000 stone over the course of my 51 years on this planet. The same one probably about 400 times. Just ask Mr. Brindle. He's, oh God, not again. He's been through all of them with the cabbage soup and all the farts that went with it. Anyway, the good news is I've come out the other side and I've learned a thing or two, so I can help you here. So we've got lots of people with weight loss after 50. We've got weight loss with the menopause. We've got sort of general weight loss and general overweight. Let's talk about weight. So the thing about weight in Chinese medicine is it's not just the formula of calories in, calories out. Okay, it's all so when we talk about someone having a good metabolism in the West, so you would look at somebody sort of naturally slim, I guess, and you go, oh, they've got a strong metabolism. You know what that actually means to us is it goes back to the five key organs really strong. Again, I talk about that in an earlier episode. If you're primary five organs are weak, it's much harder for you to maintain a healthy, balanced weight. It's all about keeping the organs strong. And there is one organ in particular, which is particularly relevant to weight, which is your spleen. Now, in the West, the spleen isn't attributed with anything like the same amount of responsibilities as we give it in the East. But in the East, which is my discipline and practice, the spleen is responsible for the transformation and transportation of food and drink around the body. And it's also to do with the lymphatic system. It's to do with the muscles. It's to do with it doesn't like things getting damp. And often if the spleen isn't happy or it's not strong enough or it's getting overwhelmed with kind of cold food out of refrigerator cabinets and eating on the hoof and lots of excess worry and issues like that, you will start to notice that the energy will start to become deficient and you're going to find it really hard to maintain your weight. Okay, so the most important thing when thinking about that is to really look at the spleen fact sheet and look at all the information that I give you there. I also work with a brilliant woman called Lucinda, who runs something called the I Wellness Method, which is the I Wellness Method. I'll put the link in somewhere. And she has, it's a German system, which I find incredibly strong, very powerful. It totally works and it works for everyone because it's very, very healthy. So it's not some crazy extreme diet where you're kind of cutting out massive great loads of food groups and doing this and doing that. It's just very simple, very structured, very regulated and very, very well balanced. And I've found working with her over the years has been incredibly helpful, not just to me, but for thousands and thousands of other women as well. But the exercises which I teach you are very much part of strengthening the spleen. And if you could try and join my healing circle, that would help me help you by doing slow, gentle exercise to strengthen the organs back up again. And there's also a whole masterclass on gut health and best body, because we don't really like using the term weight loss because it's a bit negative. So we say best body. So that's all there as well to help you, because there's more to it, but that's a little flavour to say there is help and it can be done and it's no problem. And I'm a walking testimony. Just to finish on that note, I had assisted pregnancy with my second pregnancy and ended up having twins. And I was very, very ill in the pregnancy. And despite the fact I couldn't actually keep any food down whatsoever during the entire pregnancy, I ended up at 20 stone. I've got photos to prove it. It's absolutely, and people can't believe it. And I really, really had to learn my stuff about weight loss, because when I came out of the whole breastfeeding bit and it was like, right, at that point, I think I was 17 stone and my normal weight was 9 stone. So it was like quite a lot to sort out there. And I couldn't lose any weight. It wouldn't come off. I did my normal kind of sort of, you know, what I normally do, and nothing started to work. And I started to get actually quite frightened about the fact that I felt that I didn't really have the right sort of control over myself in terms of what I was doing, because my normal mechanisms weren't working. And it forced me at that stage to go much deeper, much, much deeper into my knowledge base about how to lose weight. So I really, really advise that you follow some of the things I've done, because I have walked that walk as well as talking the talk. Another one here, we've got how to release frustration. Now, that's an interesting one. Let me just have a coffee for a sec. Half a sec. We can just linger for a minute. Hang on. We need a gong. Hang on. James is going to get his gong out. We can all just take a pause. Take a beat. James and his magic gong. So I just sound like Sid James then. It's really good, isn't it? I'm really loving the whole gong. I do it at home, but I've never thought it would appear in the podcast. It has a really wonderful way of clearing the energy and just allowing you to go, we're in another hour, let's carry on. Right, so let's go. How to release frustration. Right, well, frustration in Chinese medicine is connected to the liver. Now, the liver, when you read summaries in Chinese medicine, like the really top line stuff, they will always say that the liver is responsible for anger. Okay, but often, you know, we're not really allowed to feel anger. I mean, anger is quite sort of something that's quite an extreme. And the thing is, there's a softer, because often we lose people when I say anger, because people go, well, I don't really get angry. So actually, frustration is the softer side of anger. So anger, frustration, resentment, bitterness, that's all sort of rancor. That's all part of the liver. So when we have frustration, that is a sort of middle grade of liver energy. So we need to address the liver. So one of the easiest things to do with the liver is to, the simplest is slow diaphragmatic breath. So that's the breath that I've taught you many times. Let's just repeat. You just breathe in for four, linger for four, breathe out for four, linger for four. That's the basic breath, okay? And the reason I always start with that is you're breathing anyway, so just do that, okay? But then what you want to do is tap the body, because the liver is also responsible for the smooth flow of energy and blood. And feeling angry and frustrated is part of the fact that the liver energy isn't flowing smoothly. The minute you start tapping and drumming the body, as I've taught you, you will find that you will start to find that that will that will reduce. And then last but by no means least, there's a really nice exercise specifically for releasing anger and frustration and resentment out of the body. And we call it beating the drum. Okay, it's really lovely. I'll do it sitting down, but you can, if you preferably stand up and just imagine that the drum is in front of you like this, you go like that. So, and when you do it, you don't really want to move the body like that, because it's kind of really, and if you really want to go for it, you can do, you can make healing sounds at the same time. So you can go ha, 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 like that to release it out of the body. If you really want to, this isn't very sort of Taoist, but you can actually swear. You can say F it until such a point in time that that starts to not feel appropriate. Because often when you're really gnarled up, you do want to swear, because funny enough, bad language comes from the liver, because it's the way of the liver exploding the negativity out through the bad language. So often what I say with these techniques is I always ask you to start where you are. I don't want to sort of say, now just relax and come and do a meditation and it's all going to be great, because you're not in that mood. You're like, rrr! Okay, so I've got to get you. Rrr! So if a bit of bad language at the beginning feels justified to you, then you say it to start with until you can then release it, and then you'll find yourself slowing down the pattern and then slowly just reducing the pace of the drum until eventually you can find yourself doing a little bit of very, very gentle Qigong, and you can just start to just soften the whole thing down. And then I would go into the infinity sign, which is a figure of eight side by side, to just smooth the energy flow of the body. And then you should be back to your normal state of health. So I think that's probably enough for the Coffee Break Clinic for today. Thank you all so much for your questions. Please do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and comment on YouTube, and please hit subscribe. You can also send any comments in to me on TikTok and Instagram.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.